Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you right to the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us. If you missed anything in the first hour, that's on you. No, actually, it's not on you. It's to give you an opportunity to catch up by going to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcasts, and Trevor is putting up all of our interviews. Put up the first three in the first hour, and now we start things off in the second hour as we are in state playoff week, and everything gets going, especially here locally on Thursday evening with three number one seeds in action. In 7A, Palmetto will host Coral Springs Coral Glades. In 3A, defending state champion Miami Northwestern, undefeated at 9-0, will play Pembroke Pines Somerset Academy. And then on in 2A, LaSalle, Immaculata LaSalle of Miami, 10-0, will take on number 8 seed Somerset Silver Palms. Somebody who covers this thing right around the corner, no matter when it is, Andre Fernandez is front and center from the Miami Herald, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Dre, thanks so much for taking the time. We get things kicked off right there on Thursday with three of the number one seeds in action.
Yeah, thanks, Larry, for having me like always. And, yeah, the number one seeds will kick it off, which is, I don't see any not a lot of number one seeds, if any at all, and under any major threat in this first round. But the first round's got some intriguing matchups, though, and it's usually a time where I like to look at some of these other ones, like the 4 versus 5s and some 6 versus 3s that pit two good teams together. And as we've seen, you know, some of the usual suspects are in position to try and either repeat for a state championship or maybe win one, like they often tend to do. But there's been a lot of much improved teams this year too, and some of them are in those like 2 and 3 seeds in some of these regions. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how far they can get.
Yeah, you look at 1A, probably not anything earth-shattering. I think that, you know, Chaminade takes care of business. I think Edison may be a little bit too strong for Westminster, having played a little bit of a tougher schedule. True North, probably the same against Trinity. And then, obviously, St. Andrews Academy and Carroll could be pretty good. St. Andrews had a really good year. Carroll, with that wing tee, and Coach Zagalas is always – it could be tricky, but it's 2A where I see a pretty good first round matchup. Carroll City Killian, what do you like there?
Yeah, the whole region in 4-2A looks very competitive. I think from top to bottom, I think almost everybody in there, you know, should have a chance to at least be pretty good. That's a hard one because I think that was probably one of the closest picks that I had to make this week. I kind of like Killian if you told me like the whole body of work of the season, but I feel like Carroll City's coming on strong late. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs pull what, you know, technically on paper would be an upset since they're the 6th seed taking on the 3 seed, even though they have a close to home game, I guess you could call it, playing at Betty Ferguson Park. So yeah, I don't know. I could kind of see the Chiefs squeaking by here and getting to the next round. That's a good one. And then two teams that aren't, you know, they played in just about every sport you can think of, but rarely play in football, if ever. Ransom and Gulliver on the other side of that bracket. That could be a competitive game. That's going to be at 2:30 in the afternoon down at Gulliver too.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carroll City. I think Coach Stubbs has done a great job. You can't say he hasn't. I mean, you know, he's put together, you know, they didn't have a lot of talent last year. He had a real strong offseason, got a lot of kids involved. But you got to look at what they've done. Rudy's done down at Killian. I watched them earlier in the year against Palmetto. They got a little bit overwhelmed. Palmetto, as we know, is a pretty good football team. But I agree with you. You look at the 3A, and there's you get an opportunity on the other side, or 2A rather, you get a chance. We know Coconut, we know North Broward Prep. I mean, obviously, Cardinal Mooney's as good as you're going to get. And then the other team sending to the Sacrificial Lambs up there, although you never know that Calvary Christian has played some pretty good teams this year. Bishop Vero has a losing record, but that should be a pretty interesting deal. 3A's, we know the deal there. I mean, it's a two-team race. One of them plays on Thursday. The other one will be on Friday. I don't think anybody in that region, we saw Key West. They didn't do well. I think the only team that may be able to peg the meter, and that'll be a second-round game, will probably be Naples Lely against Central. But even then, you obviously know that the talent is Central and Northwestern.
The Friday after Thanksgiving, everybody. I think you can book your ticket already. Central Northwestern. Yeah. State championship game in quotation marks, since it's technically not, but pretty much.
It should be. Should be. I mean, and everybody around the state knows that. So it's there of all the great games. I just kind of wish they would have put that on a Saturday afternoon or something away, you know, or Saturday evening, because
you got two weeks to petition for it.
Because you know as well as I do, that week three is going to have some pretty decent games. You know what? The most competitive region is 4-4A, because all four of the district teams made it. You got Plantation going to Dillard in the first round, and that's no gimme. Mm-hmm. Dillard's 10-0, but that's no gimme, as you know. I think Norland has too many athletes for Jensen Beach. Even though they go up there and anything can happen on the road. I think Heritage kind of wakes up a little bit. They have John Carroll, not the best of. And then McCarthy, who's definitely the team of the year. I mean, the big surprise of the year, getting a chance to go to Hialeah. How do you see that region going?
McCarthy is definitely, I think, the story of the year, what they've been able to do over there. You know, we've talked about their rise the last few years. They were an independent. They were just – kind of just a run-of-the-mill football team at a school that has had a good athletic program for a long time. You know, they get a new coaching staff in. They slowly work their way through the independent circuit. They have a good season a couple of years ago. And all of a sudden, look at them. They're not only competing, they get to the playoffs last year. So another, kind of another milestone on the process. And this year they just break out. They have these victories over teams like American Heritage. They beat Norland. They beat, those two are already quality wins in their district already. And then they showed some guts, because they had some losses that could have started to derail their season. And each time came right back and won a big game, kept it going, earned the top seed. They're one of the top four seeds in the class overall. So if they actually were to get through the region, they'll be in pretty good shape. I think they'll come out fine. I'm with you on everything else. I think Norland does win on the road. I think Heritage has had some trouble this year, but not enough to think that they could lose this round. The Plantation Dillard game is going to be very good. And although Dillard will be the favorite record wise, I would not be surprised one bit. In fact, I think I've said an upset alert. I kind of, Plantation reminds me in the late season momentum sense that they're clicking at the right time. They made a switch at quarterback late in the season. They've kind of taken off. It would not surprise me one bit if they walk into Dillard and are able to squeak out a very close game and maybe surprise the Panthers, who haven't lost all year.
Yep. 5A's got some intriguing matchups. Okay, MacArthur starts it off at Martin County. Again, same as Jensen Beach in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think MacArthur's speed and their size may be something that Martin County hasn't had, although Coach Harris is a good dude, and they listen to us up there, so I don't want to get them too angry. But certainly they've had a good year. Delray Atlantic and North Miami, obviously North Miami doesn't have the overall talent to stay with them. We know that St. Thomas is going to cruise over Heritage, but I think the best first-round game of any would be Coconut Creek against Mattar Academy. How do you feel?
Easily. I think that's the reason I'm going to be there. I'm planning on being there at Mylander on Friday night. I want to see this game. You know, we talked a bunch about Ice Harris, what a job he's done in year one coming over there and uplifting that program to what it is right now. They had some trouble late in the year. They had that loss to LaSalle, kind of hurt. You know, so this is their chance. This is their chance to kind of set that right, get back on track. And then Creek, same thing. We saw them come up. They've had years like this where they come up and they're strong. They did it a couple of years ago, fell off of it. Now they're back and they have talent on that team. This is going to be a great matchup. The only thing is, I'm very sorry for the winner has to go to St. Thomas next week, more than likely. And that's going to be a doozy for either side. Yeah. But either way, it's a good milestone victory for whoever can get it. The rest of the region, I'm curious if we get that MacArthur Atlantic second round game, if MacArthur has what it takes to go to Del Rey and pull one off.
Yeah, I think they do. I picked them against St. Thomas in a rematch in the region final. I just think that he's playing so well, and he's got so much talent, and they've come together. But you're right, Atlantic's not going to be easy. You move to 6A, and obviously, you know, Flanagan Piper in the first round, pretty good game. Obviously, Nova and Southridge may not be a good game. I think Monarchs got a little bit too much for Doral Academy. And I think the team that if they play, and you saw it, that if they play and they don't make mistakes, could play with anybody. And I mean anybody in 6A is Wes Broward.
Amir Sears is amazing. I'll start with him. And then that running game is strong. Their defense has gotten better. I'm with you. I mean, I'm watching them completely take apart. I know Western's not what it was last year and the last couple of years, but they're still pretty good. They still have some talent, and they took them completely apart. If it weren't for 100 yards in penalties and a couple of turnovers, they probably should have won that game by 50. And it just shows you. I mean, I think this whole region stays the chalk holds pretty much, but that Flanagan-Piper game could be interesting because Piper, well-coached team, they've done a great job over there in recent years. They had a horrible start and have slowly gotten over it, you know, bounced back from it, and they're probably playing their best football of the season right now. And Flanagan is a lot better. Another good story this season, going 8-2, but they're not unbeatable. They've had some moments of vulnerability there. I that's another one that be careful. Piper could pull that off.
Yeah, no doubt. Then we moved to 7A. Obviously, the first game, Palmetto. Palmetto's, and I had said to you before the season started, I thought Palmetto was going to be a team to watch out for. A lot of people were a little skeptical. And after they lost to Southridge, I became skeptical because I said, here we go again. You know, they're going to be the same type of team. But then they beat Columbus, which is something they haven't done in a long time. So obviously they're well-deserving of being that number one seed. And then you have Western against Spanish River, a 7-2. But I still think Western's got some kick left in them. To at least maybe win this first game. Then Saturday you have Homestead. You got South Dade against Goleman. Goleman, both teams are, you know, trying to build for the future. But the marquee game, I think, a team that you never could put them away until they're away, is Columbus. And they're on the road against Santa Lucius, our good friend Hector Clavijo of the Champagnat fame. But, you know, you look at Columbus, and this is the time of year where they kind of bring things into perspective. You look at their 7 losses. I mean, they played Northwestern. They played St. Thomas. They went up to Maryland. They've had a tough schedule. They played Southridge. Do they have enough to do something?
I mean, I think it comes down to, before I say anything, a certain alum of Champagnat on this call, always wishes Coach Clavijo well from afar. But I think he's got his hands full in this one. Even though Columbus is 3-7, they've still got talent on this team. They could still – it's just consistency. It's turnovers. If they can get good quarterback play, which they haven't always had this year, They've got a solid weapon in Sean James there in the backfield, a good running back. But, you know, it just haven't done things this year characteristic of a typical Columbus team. They've had trouble stopping the run. They've had trouble stopping anybody, really, over the course of the season. But I still, even with all that said, could see them winning this game and setting up the rematch next week with Palmetto in the second round. I mean, Western, I'm with you. They've still got some talent. It was more a credit to Wes Broward being that good than them being that bad in that matchup late in the season. I still, they were turning the corner. They were able to get their district championship that put them in the playoffs. So I'm with you on that. I think Western advances. I think Columbus sets up the rematch. And Palmetto, I know you were talking about examples where they impressed you. I think in defeat was probably, ironically enough, in defeat was where they impressed me the most. It was that Northwestern game where their defense went toe-to-toe with the Bulls for almost three quarters. It was 0-0 until late in the third quarter, and then the walls caved in and Northwestern just, you know, ran over them in the fourth quarter, kind of ran out of gas. But to do that against that offense that the Bulls have, that showed you that Palmetto's a lot better this year and they're going to have a chance.
No doubt. Andre, let everybody know they can follow, because I know you're going to have some really good thing. Your picks come out when? Today or
my
tomorrow?
My picks already came out yesterday. So they're in the Miami Herald. Yeah, MiamiHerald.com. If you want to check that out, they went online. They're in the paper today. And follow me on Twitter, Fernandez Andre C. We'll be covering every round all the way to Pitbull Stadium.
Yep. I saw Uncle Dre yesterday paid the visit to Jocelyn in her first soccer game. And I know Manny Navarro liked that quite a bit. And I saw your picture there. Did she play pretty well or what?
She did. She's a perfectionist like her dad. She was a little upset at herself. But, you know, I told her first game, that's what the early part of the season is for. You work the kinks out, you get better. She's got a bright future over there at West Broward. And, yeah, the West Broward girls soccer team is always pretty good. I think they're about to get even better in the next couple of years.
Good stuff. Andre, I can't thank you enough, man. I think we'll run it. Or where are you at Thursday? Are you going to be at down south?
Well, a quick little homage. This is not one of the playoff games per se, but I'm going to check out that independent championship game tomorrow night between Coral Reef and Hialeah Gardens.
Okay.
You know, hat tip to both of those teams, especially Hialeah Gardens. If you would have said, I joked with you the other day, if you would have put Hialeah Gardens and championship in the same sentence like 3 or 4 years ago, you would have laughed out of the room. And so that's a great job they've done over there to get to this, to have a chance to play for this. So then, Thursday Tropical with the Palmetto game, just to see how they're doing before the rematch. Also, Coral Glades, Rocco Casulo and company did a good job.
Yeah, we got them on tonight. So.
Yeah,
we'll have him on in a few minutes.
But yeah, and then Friday, like I told you, Matter Creek, I'm not missing that one.
All right, man. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez of Miami Herald does an awesome job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.